My Husband's Wife by Alice Feeney. Read for you by Belle Powley, Richard Armitage and Henry Rowley. One. Eden. October 30th. Everybody lies and everybody dies. Those are two of the only things you can be certain of in an uncertain world. The half-dark is my happy place. That thin sliver of time that separates night from day and day from night. Twilight. Sunset. Nightfall. If we give things a different name, it's easier to pretend they aren't the same. Like love and heartbreak. No joy lasts forever. No sorrow lasts forever either, and time is too precious to be wasted. So, even though it is getting late, and the sky is already dressing itself for dusk, I head out into the night and I run. The cool evening air slaps my face and stings my skin, and I see clouds of my own breath in front of me. But I like the cold almost as much as I like the dark. The smell of the sea floods my senses, and I can hear relentless waves crashing in the distance, getting louder as I run closer. The next 60 minutes are mine. For the next hour, I am not just the wife, or a mother, or a woman trying to find her way in an increasingly lost world. For the next hour, I am just me. I leave my worries behind, along with my phone, knowing that my problems will all still be waiting for me when I get home. I jog down the hill toward the village, my long blonde ponytail swinging from side to side as my trainers pound the pavement. I live for these moments of feeling young and free again. 30-something isn't old, but the milestone of a big birthday motivated me to make a few changes. Running was just one of them. I'm so grateful for everything that I have. My husband, our home, my health, our freedom. But sometimes I can't help wondering how things might have turned out if I'd made different choices when I was younger. Life is filled with sliding doors and dead ends, and I'm sure everyone wonders what if from time to time. I run a little faster, as though I can escape the thoughts if I put enough distance between me and them. I'm good at running away from the world when real life gets too loud. The picturesque fishing village that recently became our home is small and quaint and quiet. Hope Falls is bordered by the Cornish coast on one side and wild moors on the other. Stepping into the village feels like stepping back in time, and I like living somewhere with so much history. Modern places rarely have a good story to tell, a bit like modern people. A network of narrow lanes and cobbled streets tightly packed with tiny terraced houses and quirky independent shops lead downhill to the seafront. Almost all the shops are closed, as are the cafes and restaurants at this time of year, when the tourists retreat to the cities they came from. Former fishermen's cottages painted in pretty pastel shades line the harbour, but most of them are now holiday homes, so sit empty in the winter. The ghost town vibe might bother some people, but I like the peace and quiet. I find it calming. I keep running, only slowing down when I reach the art gallery, but I still don't stop. Not even when I see my name on a poster in the window. Eden Fox, local artist exhibition, 8 p.m. tonight. My first exhibition still feels like a dream come true. A dream I've had for so long. Too long. That's what happens when you live someone else's dreams instead of your own. I got married young. For years, being a wife and mother seemed to take up all my time. But I finally have some spare to do something for me again now that our daughter no longer lives with us. Once I got over the initial guilt of putting myself first for a change, it felt good to rehabilitate my ambition, and painting is my one true passion. Dreams deflate as we get older. Sometimes they disappear completely. Real life sucks all the